Christmas near Miss for Monday, the 8th day of Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Zayin. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that all Jewish people are considered like Chaverim, that means like people who are trusted for Tumah Tahara during the Yom Tov time, during Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and also Amei Haaretz, and their claim, their kalim, and their food are considered Tahor as well, because everyone makes themselves Tahor before they come up to Yerushalayim for the Oyla Regal. Now our mission deals with the food of a shopkeeper who is a chaver in Yerushalayim, whose food has been touched by Amei Haaretz during the Yom Tov, and he's got left over after the Yom Tov. What's their status? A person who opens up his barrel. That's a chanvani, a shopkeeper who is a chover, who opened up his barrel to sell wine from it in Yerushalayim for people who have come up on during the Yom Tov. And among his customers, he's got also Amei Haaretz who are touching the barrel. Or a person who is starting to sell his baked goods al gav haregel during the Yom Tov time, during the Shoshu Golem. And this chover, this baker who is a chover, who started to sell his baked goods now, had Amei Haaretz among his customers, who were obviously touching it. What is the halacha? Can he continue selling after the Yom Tov these goods under the status of being Tahor? Says Rabbi Yehuda, yes. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you've got left over of the wine or from the dough or from the baked goods that you've had whilst it was Yom Tov and from what was left over when everyone was considered Tahor, no, now you can continue selling it and assuming that it's Tahor. The Gemara explains that, what's his logic? His logic is, if you don't allow the shopkeepers, the bakers who are chaverim, to continue selling what they've started during the Yom Tov, then they won't want to open up their stores. They won't want to open up their barrels or their stock of baked goods even during the Yom Tov, because they'll think, oh, we're going to have leftover and I'm not going to be able to sell it to other people because the Chacham don't consider Torah. I'm not going to start. The Chachamim were so concerned about this, says Rabbi Yehuda, that they said, yes, we will allow you to continue selling and treating it as Torah even after the Yom Tov. However, the Chachamim disagree, as the Mishnah continues. V'chachamim omrim lo yigmar. They said no. They said, during the Yom Tov, your barrel was Tahor, no matter if it was touched by a Maratzim. Your baked goods and your containers of baked goods are Tahor, no matter if they were touched by a Maratzim. But as soon as Yom Tov is over, that's it. We consider everything Tomei now, l'mafreya, if it was touched by, even though it was only touched by the Amaretz during the Yom Tov. And Allah is indeed like the Chachamim. We're very strict. It's almost like a temporary visa, a temporary time. During the Yom Tov and only during the Yom Tov, what they touched is considered Tahor, what the Amaratzim touched. Misha Avar HaRegel, continues the Mishnah. Misha Avar HaRegel, once the Yom Tov is over, Hoyu Ma'avirin Al Taras HaZara, they would pass all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash through a mikveh that would make them Tahor because of the impurity caused by the Amei Haaretz who touched them, even though, once again, as we said, they were only touched during the Yom Tov. We are worried now, after Yom Tov, we can say, no, now we don't say it's considered Tahor. Says the Mishnah further, Ova HaRegel B'Yom HaShishi, if the last day Yom Tov was on the Thursday and the Yom Tov is finished by Friday, before Friday, then Lahoyu Mavir, and they would not pass through the mikveh everything on Friday, Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos, because of to give cover to the Shabbos. The Kohenim were busy preparing the Tzorkei Shabbos in their homes, and if they had to now start cleaning up and matayr all the Kalim on Friday, it would not give them a chance to prepare for Shabbos. So we leave that to Sunday after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af lo b'yom chamishi. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the Yom Tov finished on a Wednesday, and now it's Thursday, we wouldn't enforce the dipping of a mikveh and matar everything until after the Sunday. Why? She'ein ha-koinim pinoyin. Says Rabbi Yehuda, because koinim are simply not free on Thursday either to go around toveling and cleaning up the whole Azorah, the temple courtyard with all the kalim. The Gemara explains why. What were they busy with? They were busy with removing the ash that had built up on the Mizbeach while millions and millions of people had come to the Ola Regel, and because they wouldn't do this during the Yom Tov. So on the Thursday, they were busy cleaning up the ash. Friday, they were busy preparing for Shabbos. So they needed at least two days. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the last day Yom Tov was on Wednesday, they wouldn't tovel the things until Sunday. Again, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Chachamim. And only if the Yom Tov fell on a last day Yom Tov was on a Thursday, would they leave the toveling till a Sunday because they needed the Friday to prepare for Shabbos. Mishnah Ches. Now our Mishnah is going to explain what we actually said in the previous Mishnah. Misha Ovar HaRegel, once the Yom Tov is over, they would pass things through for the mikveh, for the Tara of the Azara. Keitzad Mavirim Al Taras Azara. What does this mean? How do they pass things through to make the Tara of the Azara, to make them Tara? Matbilin Es HaKelim Shehoyu BaMikdash. They would toivel the kelim that was in the mikdash in order to rid the kelim of any tumah of the Amah Haaretz which had touched them during the Yom Tov. Ve'omin lahem, and they would tell the kohenim, who are the Amah Haaretz that had come during on Yom Tov, they would tell them when they were there at Yom Tov, hizaru, be careful, shalei tigu bashulchan, do not touch the table. That's the shulchan which had the lechem upon him, the special showbread on it. Now, some girsas have umanora in the brackets. The Gemara says not to have it. The Gemara, we don't have the word umanora. They tell them, don't touch the shulchan. Usa tamuho, because you will make it tamay. Now, even though technically perhaps they don't, but as we said before, after Yom Tov, there was a problem with all the kelim, even though it was touched only during the regal. What's the reason? What are they concerned about with the table? Why can't they tovel the table? And the reason they can't tovel the table after the Yom Tov is because the table, the Shulchan, needed to have the Lechem Haponim on it 24/7. It says in the Pasuk, Lechem Haponim Lefanei Tomid, had to be always there. And since the mitzvah of the Lechem Haponim required that it always be on the table, so you couldn't remove the table even for one moment. So how are you going to remove it now for tefillah, for toveling? So in order to stop this problem, they made sure to warn all the kohenim, especially the Amah Haaretz, don't touch the shulchan. Continues the Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim shahoyu ba-mikdash, yesh lehem shnei mishlishim. All the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash had seconds and thirds. There was a reserve of them. Sheim nitmu rishonim, so if the first lot became tomei, so you bring another set, a second set instead of them. Kol ha-kelim. Oh, what about the shulchan, the table? Here there's a debate. Some mafarshim will learn that even the table had another one in reserve, because even though they warned people not to make a tama, if it did become tama, they had to tovel it. Others learn shat that there was no second shulchan. There was only one shulchan. Kol ha-kelim shahoyu ba-mikdash t'unin t'vila. All the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash required tovelling after the Yom Tov, as we said before, to rid them of any tum of the Amah Haaretz who may have touched them during the regal. Or, in fact, if they were tamei during the rest of the year, that would also be the case. They'd have to be tevila. Chutz mi mizbach hazav or mizbach hanchoshes. Except for the golden altar that stood in the Heichal, in the Kodesh area, and the mizbach hanchoshes, the copper altar, or known as the outer altar, which stood in the open, out in the Azara, in the temple courtyard. Mipnei Shehen Kekarka. Because both altars, the Mizbech and Choshes, are considered like, and the Mizbech Azav, are both considered like Karka, like earth. Where do we know that from? Because in the mitzvah of building the Mizbech and Choshes, the Yidden were told, Mizbech Adoma Taseli. A Mizbech of earth, or connected to the earth, you shall make me. And therefore, just like earth cannot become Tomei, the Mizbach HaNechoshes cannot become Tomei. Aye, what about the golden altar? The golden altar is compared to the Mizbach HaNechoshes, as we read in the Chumash, in Bamidbar Gimel, it says, HaMenorah V'HaMizbachos, plural. They tell us they're compared to one to another. So they didn't need to be Tovel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the Mizbachos didn't have to be Tovel, even after Yom Tov. V'Chachomim Oimrim, Mipnei Shehen Mitzupin. The Chacham say it's because they are coated. Now, what exactly does this mean? There are two completely different opinions on this. One opinion says what the Chachamim mean to say is as follows. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says they don't require tefillah. The Chacham says, yes, they do. You need to toivel both altars, both mizbaches, because they are mitzupin, because they are coated with copper in the case of the outer altar, copper coated with gold in the case of the inner altar, and because of their coatings, they will not be mekabel tumah. If they were not coated, they would not be mekabel tumah. Why? Because then they would have a din of kli eitz ha'osu l'nachas. They're called a heavy keli. They're called a wooden keli that's meant to be fixed in its place. Any keli that's meant to be fixed in its place, it's not a movable item, will not be mekabel tumah. We learn that out of psukim. We compare it to kli eitz and sako keli. But the mizboches, the altars, were covered with metal, either with gold or copper. And because of that coating, they do require, they are mekabel tumah, they will attract tumah like a metal keli, and therefore they do need tefillah after the Yom Tov. So that's one pshat. One way of learning the Mishnah, the Chachamim directly argue with Rabbi Eliezer. They said, no, they do need tefillah because they are coated. If they weren't coated, they would not need tefillah. Another way of learning of the Machlekes, a different pirush, is as follows. The Chachamim are not arguing with Rabbi Eliezer. They agree. We don't need to toivel the both mizbaches, but for a different reason. Mipnei shehem mitzupim. Rabbi Eliezer said the reason was because they're compared to karka, they're like land and earth that cannot be mekabel tumah, so they can't. Says the Chachamim, no, you don't need to say that. It's because the reason that they don't need tefillah is because they're not mekabel tumah, because they are kalim which are made to be fixed in their place. And any gold and copper that's there is basically just a coating. And because it's only a coating, it's insignificant compared to the actual body of the altar, what's underneath of the altar. So the golden altar may have been covered with gold, but that's not going to make it a keli which is subject to tumah. And the copper altar, the same thing as well. Basically, they have an identity as a kli eitz ha'osu l'nachas, which means they are called a wooden keli, which is made to be fixed in their place. They're not mekabel tumah. We agree with you, Rabbi Eliezer, but we just have a different reason for stating that they're not mekabel tumah. Hadron aloch, Masechta Chagiga. This brings us to the end of Masechta Chagiga. And also, this brings us to the end of the whole Seder of Moed, Hadron Aloch Seder Moed. And from here, we move to the next Seder, which is the Seder of Noshim. And we start off with a Masechta called Masechta Yevamos, the laws of the levirate marriage, to be looked at tomorrow, Me'etz Hashem.